Joining me today is Karen Mengerson with Special Olympics Olds and District. And Karen, we're into the month of February now. Tell us about this awesome campaign coming up with Tim Hortons.
Well, Tim Hortons has been absolutely wonderful for us over the years. And this year they have again decided to support us with a three-day Special Olympics donut campaign and it is this coming weekend, February 3 to 5, and 100% of the proceeds from the sales of that particular donut will go directly to local Special Olympics community programs.
100%. That is so significant. Pretty awesome. This is now the second year, I believe, that they've done this, Karen?
I think it's actually the third year, because I know the athletes pre-COVID have had a chance to design a donut. This year they did not, but then we had the COVID years, and this is the first time they're back to doing it. So we haven't actually participated in helping to design the donut or make it. But our local store actually allowed my athletes to go into the back and make their own donuts about 4 years ago. It was fantastic.
That is pretty cool. So 100% of the proceeds, once again, go to you guys. How significant is that?
Well, it's very significant for athletes all over Canada. So what happens is, like, it is a national campaign with Tim Hortons, and so the monies will go directly to Special Olympics Canada, and then they will be filtered down through the provinces and then through our various affiliates. And usually the funds that we locally receive are based upon the number of athletes that we have registered in programs, plus how much we participate ourselves in the campaign.
That would lead me to ask more questions about how things are going right now for your program. Tell us, how busy are you these days, and what's going on with the Special Olympics Olds and District?
Crazy busy. I retired, so I could not retire. Anyway, we have had our swimming, curling, and bowling programs in operation, and we've already done a major bowling tournament down in Calgary last weekend. And we have a swim meet coming up this Saturday in Red Deer, to which we are taking athletes. And then February 24, 25, 26, I am taking 10 five-pin bowlers and one skier plus volunteers up to Strathcona County for the Special Olympics Provincial Winter Games.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. It's a big one on the calendar, I'm sure. How can we follow along and cheer our athletes on?
I think there is a way that people can watch. I do know that, like, for my bowlers, parents and spectators are not allowed in the bowling alley because it's only a 14-lane bowling alley. And so they have set up Millennium Place with five different rooms where parents and friends and spectators can watch their various people bowl, which is fantastic.
Fun for the athletes as well. And of course, it's all possible thanks to things like this weekend's donut campaign. And I know Tim Hortons is taking pre-orders. Karen, can you tell us how that works?
Well, there is a pre-order form. People would need to fill it out. I have, I believe, posted it on Facebook, but I don't know for sure. I would have to check that out. Or else they could go into the store and say that they would like to pre-order some donuts so they can pick them up on the weekend.
That's pretty awesome. February 3rd through the 5th, 100% of the proceeds of the sale of the Special Olympics donut will go to Special Olympics Canada, which is pretty awesome. So head on over to Tim Hortons. It's a delicious donut. Isn't that right, Karen?
It is. And thank you so very much to you and to everybody else who supports this campaign. And continually supports Special Olympics here in Olds.
Get out there and buy a donut this weekend.